بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the statement of Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه with regards to the Quran, and he says, use the Quran to measure your love for Allah. The closer you are to the Quran, the closer you are to Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, also another great eminent Sahabi, he said about the Quran and its relationship to the heart. He says, إن القلوب أوعية. He says the hearts that we have are vessels, are empty vessels, are like containers that need to be filled with something. فَشْخِلُوهَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. He says, attach the heart to the Qur'an. The heart has to be attached to something. Naturally, he says, the heart is inclined towards something. Sometimes it's attached to a person, sometimes it's attached to something of material gain, whatever it may be. He says the heart has to be attached to something. He says, let it be attached to the Quran. Build a relationship with the Quran through your heart. And when we look at, that's where the Quran belongs. It belongs attached to the heart. Allah speaks about the revelation of the Quran. He says, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ الرُّوحَ الْأَمِينَ Jibreel عليه السلام, he came down with it عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. The very first abode of the Quran was that heart which no human has ever had, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the abode of the Quran, the heart of the human being. Allah has kept it for the Quran and for the sake that the Quran is attached to it. May Allah grant us understanding.